2. Now listen to part of a lecture on the topic you just read about.
Well, the belief in the value of using animals as predictors of earthquakes is, in my opinion, based on very weak evidence. The fact is that no serious scientific research has shown that this actually works. I agree, of course, that animals have been shown to have different and often superior sensory capacities. But all the evidence we've collected about animal behavior prior to earthquakes is anecdotal. In other words, based on what people claim to have observed after the event. So, often after any sudden major event, people focus on things they remember happening just before. Amongst other things, they remember things like animals apparently behaving oddly. It may be that animals, from time to time, behave in unusual ways, but if this isn't followed by an impressive event, such as an earthquake, well, then people have no reason to remember this behavior. People often remember vividly all kinds of things that happened prior to any surprising or catastrophic event. Some studies have shown some of the animal stories to be fanciful rather than factual. Oh, for example, people have often claimed that many dogs and other family pets go missing just before a quake. The hypothesis that this could be caused by the animal's anticipation of an earthquake has in fact been tested in California by scientists who have studied reports of missing animals in conjunction with earthquake activity. This study, at least, showed no connection between pet behavior and quake occurrence over a 3-year period. As for the often-heard success of the evacuation of a Chinese city prior to an earthquake based on animal behavior, it turns out that, in fact, the real warning was given by a series of foreshocks, shocks that sometimes occur before a major quake.